Alaska environmental groups sound the alarm about the danger of coal ash in a new report. The report, cooperatively produced by Alaska Community Action on Toxics and the Northern Alaska Environmental Center, looks at the ash left over from coal burning at Fairbanks area power plants that's commonly used as fill. Alaska Community Action on Toxics Environmental Health Coordinator Sarah Paris, lead author of the report, says ash from local power plants, residential coal boilers and storage piles was analyzed. Paris says in almost all cases, toxic heavy metals were found at higher levels than background soil.
Specifically, levels of arsenic and vanadium were found at concentrations that may harm human health. All of the coal ash samples show arsenic concentrations above the EPA standard for arsenic in residential soils, and specifically two samples from the University of Alaska Fairbanks power plants show levels of arsenic more than 100 times the EPA standard for residential soils.
Paris says the study findings are consistent with similar analysis done on coal ash in the lower 48. The study says power plants stack scrubbers that remove heavy metals from exhaust leave more of the toxins in ash. Lisa Hughes with the Northern Alaska Environmental Center in Fairbanks says pollution from coal ash has raised concerns nationwide and locally.
Started receiving these inquiries, and there wasn't really a whole lot of information available. For the most part, industry was just telling us that the coal was clean and we didn't have anything to worry about. So we started asking some questions around town, and mostly about the use, the reuse of this material, and the answers that we got were pretty alarming.
Many tons of coal ash are produced daily in Fairbanks. It's stored in large piles for use on road substrate or as fill for construction projects. Hughes says there was a coal ash pollution incident in Fairbanks last summer when windborne ash from a storage pile spread over the Tanana Valley Farmers Market.
Fugitive dust from an adjacent property blew into the market, and vendor tables at the farmers market were covered with coal ash. DEC did respond to this complaint and issued the business in question with a violation.
Hughes says the local handling and use of coal ash warrants an investigation by the state. Department of Environmental Conservation Air Quality Program Director Alice Edwards says coal ash is currently regulated like other particulates.
We have some requirements related to taking reasonable precautions to preventing particulate matter from being emitted into the ambient air when it's being handled, transported, or stored.
Edwards says concerns have prompted talks about additional air pollution mitigation measures. The environmental groups are also worried about soil and water contamination from coal ash. DEC Solid Waste Program Coordinator Doug Butine says the department has conducted its own tests on local coal ash samples. Butine says the test results warrant coal ash continued regulation as an inert material. He says storage regulations may need to be looked at, but that no changes are in the works.